And if Cleveland is the first and fourth pick in the draft, and we love Saquon Barkley, and we think Quentin Nelson's a potential future Hall of Famer, and Bradley Chubb could be this great defensive end, is it not maybe in their best interest to reunite Hugh Jackson, A.J. McCarron, and just kind of hold the torch for a little bit, get Saquon at number one, then maybe either take a quarterback, whether it be Rosen, Mayfield, Allen, Darnold, whoever, or even just take another offensive guard and player. Like, I think A.J. McCarron might be a very interesting chip in this thing if he gets signed by the Cleveland Browns. There's a comfort level there with Hugh and A.J. I think a lot of people around the league think much higher of A.J. McCarron than maybe we in the media do. People view him as a guy that can start in this NFL.
And he does have a good reputation.
Until they draft somebody else, and whether they start him, then he's sort of
then
he's like a Mike Glennon situation.
Sure, absolutely. And I think if he's getting paid at that money, it's not the worst thing.
Okay, I think he used the word intriguing. Teddy Bridgewater jumps off the screen because there is mystery there. There is unknown. It's an enigma. He's also 25 years old. He's the youngest one on the screen. What do we know about Teddy? Very little. 2 years ago, he was pretty good, and they were in the playoffs riding Adrian Peterson. We have not seen him play for 2 years. I think it's a lot about where he's going to end up. What situation is going to put him in? Is he going to be in a situation where somebody like the Cardinals or the Jets or somebody gets him, and then do they draft a rookie as well? I can't make Teddy Bridgewater fit because there's also a big risk in it. If I'm bringing in a quarterback, A.J. McCarron, I feel like I know much more about him than I do about Teddy Bridgewater on the field. That's why I'm intrigued.
Same wavelength. I'm going to go Case Keenum to answer this. Who is Case Keenum? I think a lot of people out there are going to say that as an unfair question. Look what he did. He led his team to a 13-3 record. He led his team to an NFC Championship game. But his track record before that was not great. And can you remember a single point in the Vikings season where Zimmer, where anybody was like, yes, Case is our guy?
They wouldn't.
They also didn't franchise tag him yesterday before 4 p.m. Eastern. So that sort of reveals maybe what their thoughts are about him, about Kirk Cousins and them wanting him and his services. To me, it's when that chip falls, the Kirk Cousins chip, which we're all going to, you know, it's going to be a ripple effect after that. Who is Case Keenum? Is he going to go to like a Broncos or a Cardinals? He's going to get paid as well. But to me, who is the real Case Cousins?
Case Cousins, that sounds like a segment.
Name right now. I don't know. Remember week 10?
Which week?
Teddy Bridgewater warming up in the second half of that game because Case Keenum had a brilliant first half. Second half threw some Case Keenum vintage throws. I just don't know who the real Case Keenum is, so he's really intriguing to me.
Real Case Keenum, please stand up. I'm interested to see what happens with Case. I'm also interested to see what happens with Josh McCown, but I'm going to double down with Teddy Bridgewater. Looking back to that preseason game before he got hurt, I remember him dropping back, leaving the pocket, and he shook the draws off a linebacker. And I thought to myself, Teddy Bridgewater has arrived. It's been 2 years since that point. So I want to see what happens. And I've been talking to Minnesota Vikings fans and listening to the streets in a sense, and every single fan says, we have to go with Teddy. This is before the conversation about Case Keenum coming back. Towards the end of the season,
next year,
Teddy's going to be our guy. So it's almost like they know something we don't know, and the team knows something. Like you said, the team knows. Why would they hang on to him for so long if they don't think that he's able to play in this league again as a starting quarterback?